Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up still, we've got a story about the Philadelphia subway system that is apparently turning into a police state. We'll give you some of the details on what's happening there. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Now, we were just talking with Doug in Minnesota, who was, by the way, the champion of this year's Miss... what was it? The
Miss Pole Dancing or
the
something?
The pole dance
Miss Porky Pole.
Miss Porky Pole of 2010 from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I guess he thinks that's a good thing for the movement. I don't know. He called in tonight to criticize Sean for wearing...
I think it wasn't criticism.
He was wearing a sash on that particular day. And that's, you know, that could scare people off, too, I guess. There are all kinds of things that some people are going to be offended by and some people are going to be amused by. And I think we should have all of them. In this movement, I think that people should be who they are and dress as they feel is appropriate, and that's
Those
what he was
nice
calling in.
Platitudes.
And he was calling in to suggest that the movement is being harmed by, for instance, Sean wearing a cape, which mostly I've seen you wearing very dressy things. You're probably one of the more sharply dressed people that's currently, at least in the movement that I know. But his critique was that people who aren't dressing with name brands and who aren't dressing snazzily are ruining the movement, and that if we would all just pander to the majority, or what he believes is the majority of people who are shallow, then we'd be doing better. And I think it's really bad advice, especially if you're trying to encourage people to be somebody that they aren't. I think that it's important that you be yourself, so you attract people who are like you, because then you'll be most effective at doing that. If you're trying to be somebody that you're not, then you might just fail on all fronts.
I don't know this. You're talking about the static, be the thing that you are thing. And I don't know that the clothes that you wear are is you. It's not. You can, but you, what you have to realize is that the kind of clothes that you wear causes people to think things about you. I don't think that Doug was trying to say, you're ruining the movement. I think he's trying to give some helpful criticism that, hey, you guys could be more effective if
you just be like everybody else.
That's how you heard it, and I'm trying to soften it for you so that you'll understand a little bit. Would you agree that the clothes that you wear affect how people think about you?
Sure.
Yes, I would.
That is all he's trying to say, is use that fact.
But I'm not concerned with those people. You see, that's the difference. I'm not concerned with what people who are concerned about whether I'm wearing a suit or not are thinking about me. Those aren't the kind of people I'm looking to attract.
He never said suit.
Whatever, dude. You know what I mean. Something that's above the level at which I might be currently dressed. And those aren't the kind of people that that's not the peer group that I associate with. They're not the kind of people that I attract. And I'm not going to pander to those people. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
I wanted to address Doug's concerns a little bit. When I went to... When I went to the Porcupine Festival,
mm-hmm.
I saw Sean walking around with his cape, and at first I thought, "What the is that?"
Mm-hmm.
But
that's,
you know, after a while, I ignored it. It's him. It's what he is, and it's no big deal. And I actually kind of grew to like the cape. It's kind of neat. And now that I know the story behind it, because then I didn't know the story behind it, now that I know that there's a story behind it and what that story is, it makes even a lot more sense. And I think while Doug is welcome to his opinion, if he's going to express that kind of opinion, you know, for other people, like, hey, you're ruining the movement, and that's what he said. You know, maybe he should have chose his words more carefully, but that's what he said. He says that's putting a bad mark on the movement. And if he's going to make drastic accusations like that, perhaps he should give up his Miss Porcupine sash.
Yeah, you competed in that contest. Perhaps. Maybe you should, or Michelle Seven should receive
the Michelle Porky Seven, Pole. Or Michelle Seven's daughter Aziza, or I forget the young guy. There was a real young, muscular guy there who was doing a hell of a job.
Well, wait a minute. No, I can't go to Michelle Seven because she's a Christian, and Christians shouldn't be doing pole dancing. Just think of what that's doing to the movement. There are so many Christians in this country. 80% of this country are Christians, and so the fact that Michelle Seven is on video, and you can, I think, see the video over at LCLReport.com. I'm pretty sure he's got it.
That's where it's at. Yes.
The fact that Michelle Seven is on video, doing this. This pole dance as a Christian, she should really reconsider and maybe cover up a little bit, huh, Mark? Don't you think?
Well, if you're asking me, all I'm telling you is a way to more efficiently influence people.
You didn't answer my question.
I don't really care. And
Oh, I see. So it's only a problem when you're a geek. But what about the 80% of Christians who would be offended by that?
Some of them would be offended, absolutely offended by it. But I can't speak to the subset of Christianity. It has all kinds of
you want to appeal to the majority?
Chuck full of bitter people.
Don't
that
you want to
tell
appeal
other people what to do?
Don't you want to appeal to the majority, Mark? Why don't you become a Christian, and then you can wear a snazzy suit and go to church and recruit some Christians into the movement?
Well, it certainly wouldn't work for me.
Well, why not? You can't be someone you're not?
I think that there is – I was telling you that I don't think the clothes make you who you are.
I agree with you there.
Core belief system does. And I'm not willing to go to church and lie about my core belief system in order to convert people or something like that. I would like to point out, I don't think it matters that the movement of the Free State Project is chuck full of young white male nerds, because there's still going to be enough of them that they're going to make a difference in New Hampshire.
And there's more women showing up, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed, but the last Porcupine Freedom Festivals, the ratios of males and females has been, the ratio has been going down, right?
The ratio has been improving towards a more balanced ratio.
Go ahead, Matt.
How's that?
I think that's another point that I wanted to make, is that, things change over time, and that's kind of like piddly stuff to be concerned about, somebody wearing a cape or not wearing a cape, or how people are dressing. And I think that the ideas of liberty themselves are attracting people to the movement, all kinds of people. And not just that, but like Mark said something about comic conventions not being full of girls. Well, there's actually more girls showing up to comic book conventions these days. My daughter happens to be one of them. And young, good-looking women are actually becoming attracted to comics for one reason or another. I don't know why. Hmm. Maybe it's because there's such a concentration of boys there that that's where the women move to. I have no idea.
Interesting speculation.
But things constantly change, and you shouldn't worry about little things like that.
Way to put it in perspective.
To worry about.
Thank you for that, Matt. I appreciate it, and thank you for the call tonight.
So what I've been speaking to, and I'm not saying the exact same things that Doug does, but I understand where he was coming from. What I've been talking about is efficiency, right? And the Free State Project itself is a movement about efficiency. The idea that you concentrate more liberty-loving individuals in one place, and that place being a state as opposed to a county or other municipality some small Tahitian island or whatever. They've done it for the purpose of efficiency. They picked a state because, well, America's a large place and people can immigrate to one state without getting papers and things like that. They chose a state as opposed to a county because it has a sovereignty law that supports that. And having people concentrated is more efficient than having them spread out, because somebody could make the same argument about the Free State Project. Look, it doesn't matter. Do whatever you want to do, where you are, and the ideas of liberty are infectious, and we will bring people on board. I'm just talking about efficiency here, man. You don't have to internalize what I'm saying. You don't have to you don't have to concede, Ian. I'm just talking about efficiency.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. I agree with Matt. This movement needs all kinds of people. And maybe it is skewed toward kind of the egg-headed, geeky guys at this point in time. But it's changing. Things are opening up. As more people are attracted here, more different types of people will be attracted, and they will attract, in turn, more different types, and they will meet some of the locals who are of different personalities and interests. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. but the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at KidEssentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website where we've got our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other listeners there over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
So how would you like to take Nancy Pelosi, remove her from Washington, D.C., replace her with an accomplished businessman, entrepreneur, who has a family and believes in the ideas of peace, freedom, and personal responsibility, instead of some gal who thinks that, we have to pass the health care bill before, in fact, we find out what's in it? You can help that make that happen. Go to johndennis2010.com. He's holding a money bomb right now. They're looking to raise $100,000, and they're at $34,000. So they could use your donation. I've donated to this campaign. I support John Dennis, and I think you should too. So go to johndennis2010.com.
As we continue taking your phone calls, we're talking about the dress code here, apparently, and some people advocating, like Mark, that people should dress better in order to attract normal people. Sean, who's been known for wearing a cape, has actually changed his dress recently to, what would you call this? Is this like business?
I guess it's a step up from business casual, but it's not a suit.
No, not quite a suit. Luther has been known for wearing suits around. Mark, you've worn suits, and it's just, you know, it's not my thing. I think that people should wear what they are comfortable with wearing and be who they are. And that doesn't mean you can't change who you are. If you feel like you need to change, that's okay. People change all the time.
They're just clothes. It's not who you are. Changing your clothes
being
is not
who
changing
you are.
No.
Your clothes are a reflection of who you are.
No, they're not. They're clothes are garments that you put on.
Yeah.
That's all.
You customize them according to the kind of person that you are and what you like. They're a reflection. They're how you customize. They're garments that allow you to differentiate yourself in some cases. But what you're advocating is that you be more like everybody else and blend in. And that's not for everyone.
Indeed. I'm not saying that it is for everyone, Ian. I'm talking about an efficiency issue, how you can use garments. That's all they are, just cloth that you wear in order to be better, more influential. I worked in the sales industry in radio most of my adult life, and I can tell you that if I decided to wear something ludicrous to work, say a Panama shirt and some shorts, and tried to sell radio with perhaps a ring in my nose or something
I'd be unsuccessful. No, I agree with you. If
you're selling the ideas of liberty.
If you're in a situation in which you have to dress in a certain way in order to accomplish a certain goal, then that makes sense. You've got to do what you've got to do.
For a long time.
But the ideas of liberty can be sold to anybody, not just people that have a bunch of money that are looking to buy, maybe looking to buy some advertising.
You know, they always told us to dress one step up from the person with whom you're having the meeting. So that's the idea. And it's not in order to somehow outdo them. It's so that they sort of see themselves in you. And people can see themselves when you're, wearing a press shirt. You can wear a tie. You wear pants. Look, I've been to clubs wearing, after I've gotten off.
I don't go to clubs.
I know, man.
I'm not trying to attract those. That's not my job to attract those people. If you like to go to clubs, if those are the people that you enjoy being around, then you should do that. But to suggest that somebody else should go and pretend to be someone they're not, and fraternize with people that they don't know.
But if you want to be more efficient, that you need to take into consideration the garments
that you wear.
If
you want to be efficient at bringing people to a movement that are like you, then you should just be who you are. Let's continue with your thoughts. Let's go to, I believe, Nick is with us in Arizona. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on this Liberty dress code thing.
It's awesome.
The end of May? I went with Ernie Hancock to the Libertarian National Convention for his little activism run to be the chair of the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
And during that, Michael Badnarik gave a eulogy speech for the Libertarian Party. And in there, he blamed part of it on the way that libertarians dress.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know who Starchild is.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Starchild.
Yeah, he is an activist from the West Coast,
the San Francisco area.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, so it seemed like he was, he specifically mentioned people wearing angel wings and shorts and flip-flops. And I was wearing shorts and flip-flops, and Starchild was wearing a full angel outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of, I'm a pretty active activist.
Starchild is a kick butt activist.
Yeah,
he's awesome too. And I just kind of took it a little personal. But
you should have, because he's basically saying you have been you are responsible for making this a failure. It's not me. It's not everybody else who looks like me. It's you because you're different. And I think it's insulting.
If I thought that I could make other political parties fail by wearing shorts, I would do it.
You know,
thank you for that.
I'm not going to take Michael Badnarik's stance on this. I would agree that the National Libertarian Party has...
It's only a modified version of your stance.
If it's not dead...
You're not in the Libertarian Party, and nor am I, but it's just another way of saying what you've been saying.
I don't know that that's... I disagree. I mean, that's not the way
I... What did
I
you hear,
it.
Sean?
I heard Michael Badnarik apparently doesn't like some of the more... outrageous attire, some activists
eclectic.
Wear.
Yeah.
Eclectic, yeah, that's a better word.
And Michael Badnarik doesn't like it, and Mark doesn't like it either.
I don't. It's not that I like or dislike it, Ian. Wear your snow pants with your golf shirt and the socks with the sandals, dude. Do whatever you want. I'm just saying that you're going to be more successful if you dress in a certain manner. It's a reality.
Are you still there, Nick, in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Any more thoughts?
No, I didn't have anything else to add. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. At 800-259-9231. When it's cold out, I'm going to put the wind pants on, Mark. I don't care about what you think.
Okay.
And what you and your brethren have, how you
I
feel
about it. I don't
know
that I've got brethren.
Whatever. The people that you're saying I should be pandering to. The people who are supposedly, you know, so important to you.
They're not important to me.
Oh, they're not? Well, then why are you advocating that everybody change?
I'm not advocating.
That people change?
I haven't advocated. I'm only telling you how to be more efficient.
So you're not advocating it.
It's information.
You're getting all animated about it, but you're not advocating it.
You're the one who keeps on bringing it back up.
I'm not bringing it up. People are calling in about it. What are you talking about?
Whatever. It doesn't matter to me. Wear what
you want. It doesn't matter to you now, huh?
Wear what you want.
Okay. I will. I don't need your permission.
Dude, I have worked with you for going on a decade now.
And have I been a success the whole time for that decade?
Absolutely. I have drugged
your ass. I've lost a lot of money, but I've made more.
That's absolutely true. My the way I dress and the way I work has drug your butt up to success. It's the truth.
Your dress code has nothing to do with my success. Zero. You sit at home and make phone calls all day.
It's true. I work in my pajamas now.
Let's continue and talk to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hey. So the question that I have is basically about the fashion industry. And what I would wonder, Ian, is would you consider the fashion industry just as entirely useless, just a vestigial organ, kind of like the appendix? It's just something that if a Liberty Society were to come about, fashion would just die off?
I wouldn't say that. People are into fashion. I'm not sure where you're going, but we'll find out in a moment. More with Johnson, your calls as well at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the wiki there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. W-I-K-I. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
So the headlines over at freedomsphoenix.com. 4 Iraqis escape from U.S. custody in a Baghdad prison. 4th missile strike in Pakistan in 24 hours kills 5. New York Republican candidate says, "I'm no sheriff of Wall Street." And the Senate and the House eye action on China currency. You can go see those headlines and all the rest and read the stories at freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, let's continue here and take your phone calls about what you want. Johnson is on the line with us here in Connecticut. You've begun to ask a question about what I feel or how we feel about the free marketplace and whether or not fashion would still be popular. And I don't see why it wouldn't. People are into that stuff.
Right. So I guess my next question for you, Ian, would be whether or not do you feel you know a lot about the fashion industry or about fashion in general?
Not a damn thing.
No.
Okay. So then my next question would be, do you think that, because you said earlier that you feel like clothing is a way of someone to reflect their personality or reflect something about themselves.
Yeah, I think people customize themselves that way, yeah.
Now, do you think that people who pay for, extreme makeovers or such, that sort of thing, have they then changed their identity by changing their clothing? In other words, does that then flip about and by changing their clothing, does it somehow alter their identity?
By changing their clothing, does it alter their identity?
If you're saying that clothing reflects a person's identity, then mm-hmm. if someone goes through an extreme change in outward appearance,
yeah.
does that then somehow reverse back and affect their personal identity?
Does it? I don't think it affects their identity. I think that it's a reflection of the fact that they've chosen to change who they are or who they want to be perceived as.
Well, I mean, if the reflection has changed, I mean, wouldn't if it's a mirror image, you're saying it's a reflection, and a reflection is something that occurs in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the original then somehow different?
You're asking because, yeah, I mean, they're intending to change, right? So they're intending to show a new side to themselves, or who they intend to be, or who they want to attract. So they've modified their appearance in that way.
Does your personality change when you change from a blue shirt to a red shirt?
I don't think so.
I think that something as dramatic as a change of a primary color from blue to red would indicate an incredible personality shift. Would
it?
You?
May. I don't know. I mean,
no,
perhaps perhaps
you're the same guy with
a
red shirt on as you are with a blue shirt. Quit acting like a moron.
Well, okay. Here's the point of this whole thing, and why I ask these questions. Because if the change of clothes is really merely a change in what is being communicated and not a change in the actual personality of the person who is wearing those clothes, if that person is only changing their clothes in other words, just to change to communicate different aspects of their personality,
mm-hmm.
right, then fashion becomes the art of understanding how to engage in that sort of communication while still matching the person's identity. In other words, someone, you know, a person with a particular personality picks clothes based on their personality if they are good at fashion. If they understand fashion well, they are able to pick clothes that look good on them while maintaining their identity, while still reflecting their personality using their clothing. And Ian, you have said you have no understanding of fashion. So you don't know how to pick clothing that reflects your identity. You're just engaging in a haphazard act. Now, somebody who...
Well, no, I look at something and I say, I like that, and so I'll wear that.
Yeah, I think everybody's qualified to pick the clothing that they like and that they're comfortable in, Johnson.
But I said I don't understand the fashion business or you know, what's popular or what's not, and
so
I'm not trying to be popular.
Here's a great piece of advice for the libertarians out there that may be concerned about how they dress. Go to lourockwell.com, look up Jeffrey Tucker's article on how to dress like a man.
Okay. Johnson, any further thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I think that there's a particular group of people who don't understand fashion at all, and especially amongst geeks, who don't understand how to look good. And that doesn't necessarily mean what you're communicating. Some people can't control what they're communicating. In other words, they don't have control over what they're communicating. They're just making these decisions, and there's not really an effort to communicate anything. If you're wearing wings or you're wearing a cape, you are trying to convey a message. There's an active intention there. There's an active intent. If you're just picking clothes at random and you don't understand fashion at all, then you're not in control of what you're communicating. That's my point.
I don't know if people pick clothes at random. I think people pick the clothes they like.
I don't, but if you don't understand fashion and you don't understand...
Why do you have to understand fashion? Why does it matter whether you understand what's popular? Fashion is generally thought of, I think, at least, as what is in, you know, what is popular, whoever it is that determines these things, the magazines.
I think that's a misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a misunderstanding. I think fashion more is it's about understanding what you wear and what it communicates. In other words, you might like a suit jacket and you might like, torn blue jeans, right? But you also need to, fashion would be understanding what you're communicating if you're wearing a suit jacket and torn blue jeans together.
I'm a Hollywood movie star.
That would be one possible message.
Fashion is the prevailing custom or style of dress, etiquette, socializing, etc., conventional usage in dress manners, etc. So I don't know if I agree with what you're saying, Johnson. I think that that just because you're picking your clothes out doesn't necessarily mean you're trying to communicate anything. It just means that you're adorning yourself with the things that you think look good, and inevitably those will those decisions will attract people to you, or maybe a factor in attracting people to you more likely. That are like you. No, maybe they don't. I don't understand why you have to get fashion to.
Haven't you ever seen a nerd who just doesn't understand how to dress, and then you put them in a suit and they go, "Wow, I really like this." You know, you've never seen anybody get a makeover and they realize that they didn't know how to dress, they didn't know how to pick clothing that would look good on them, they didn't know that black was slimming, they didn't know
that
bell-bottom jean would make their legs look thinner.
I don't know any of that stuff. I just want something to keep the elements off me. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Julia taught me a few things about, you know, dressing. So I learned a thing or two from her, but how are you supposed to pick that up? I guess moms are the kind of people, or dads. I don't know.
It's not about
getting the
intricacies of fashion. What you're trying to do, what I was always trying to do when I was dressing well to go out and sell radio, was to create the vanilla ice cream of outfits. Look, I could have gotten the Moose Tracks outfit and gone to the special.
What's that, like the ice cream?
Whatever you wear that's really weird, right? Like, there's probably somebody that I could sell radios to wearing a cape and a Guy Fawkes mask. However, that is limited. Mm-hmm. So what I would do is, in fact, dress in a fashion that the person that would buy radio from me in a cape and a Guy Fawkes mask would also buy radio from me in the same outfit that I was in, that I could sell to the furniture manufacturer or the furniture store and the car dealership. And that for me was, well, essentially what Sean's wearing here. It's a tie, a press shirt, a pair of slacks, and some shoes that are shinable.
Fashion, styling clothes, cosmetics, behavior, etc., especially the latest or most admired style. So there is frequently a connotation definition. A portion of the definition of fashion has to do with what's popular, and I certainly don't know what that is. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's basically what Doug was advocating in the very beginning. You needed to wear what's popular. Sorry, I got better things to do with my time to figure that crap out. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Yeah.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for Survival Seed Bank.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site free. So enjoy those, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live on the air on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're right back into your phone calls. We go to Luther listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Luther.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, fashion, of course. That's kind of a big topic.
Yes, indeed.
Just kind of wanted to give my perspective on it. You mentioned that I like to wear suits. I certainly do. But more specifically, I like to wear three-piece suits because I think they look a lot nicer than just a plain suit.
See, I don't even know what the heck the difference is.
The vest.
A three-piece suit has a waistcoat, which is a vest, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just look a little sharper, I think. But I think what
you
wear definitely
wear
does
them with a pair of Converse shoes too. I would point out that you have a certain style in which you wear this three.
Is that okay with you, Mark? Is that
absolutely
all right? Okay? Just making sure.
Oh yeah, Converse shoes are classic.
Player, so.
But yeah, and there's a reason that I do that is because I'm trying to convey something. You know, you do communicate when you wear clothes if you do it consciously. If you're just throwing on clothes, you're really not communicating anything more than I just don't care what I'm wearing.
Yeah, and so most of the time I just don't really care what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
But if you've got something you're looking to accomplish, or if you're going somewhere where it's expected that that thing you will look a certain way, then it's I totally understand that. But to adorn yourself in things that you would not normally feel comfortable in because of what some people might think, I think there's something wrong with that.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear what Luther thinks, not you, Mark. Go ahead, Luther.
Well, that's a big part is wearing what you're comfortable in, and that's, like, not everybody's going to look good in the same suits that I wear. It is all about, you know, finding what you're comfortable in, but, you know, like when I throw on the Converses, that's because, you know, that's what I'm comfortable in. You know, that's what I think I look good in. And it conveys a part of my personality. It pretty much tells people, yeah, I'm into rock music. a fellow called 2 calls ago. He mentioned how flip-flops and shorts are just ruining this libertarian movement.
Yeah.
Well, I wear flip-flops and shorts. So you can dress nice, but you should also dress for the occasion, I think. Like, if I'm just hanging out with my friends, there's really no need for me to wear a suit. Or, you know, if I'm going out on a date, there's probably no need for me to wear flip-flops and shorts. So, dressing for the occasion, wearing what's comfortable for you, and if you want to communicate a message, you can do it through fashion.
Thanks, Luther. Appreciate the thoughts tonight. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. Mark? You wanted to jump in there urgently.
I was going to comment on what you said about what's comfortable. As if what you're wearing, as if comfort is all about what you wear. It would be more comfortable to not wear clothes at all in some occasions.
I do as little as possible.
But you don't wander outside because it's about what people might think, right?
Some of those people might be police. Yeah, you don't want the police to, you know.
So it's you do wear clothes in order to satisfy what people will think. And I'm just saying that you can't deny that certain types of clothes cause people to think certain types of things. Mm-hmm. And that's an efficiency issue. That's all.
Okay. No, I'm not going to deny that. I don't think I have denied that at any point.
No.
All I'm saying is that to take Doug's suggestion and what seemed to be partially your suggestion as well, to modify one's way of dressing because of what the majority of people think, in order to essentially pander to their belief system or to attempt to pretend to be like them when you may not, in fact, be like them, I think is disingenuous. And I think that that would be an unfortunate move for somebody, because if you don't,
I'm pointing out how what you're saying is contradictory to how you live your life. You wear clothes today. You said it'd be more comfortable to be naked. So let's say you just you
depends. If it's cold out, it's not.
Sure. We're talking about when it's hot, Ian.
Yeah.
When it's cold, you could wear things that would keep you warm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still possible to get them more cheaply than perhaps nice-looking warm clothes.
So, I'm not an exhibitionist either, though, right? So
you could just wear a Speedo everywhere.
I used to live in Asheville, North Carolina. We had a guy who did wear a Speedo everywhere.
And the reason that you're commenting about this guy and you're not talking about other people is because this guy stuck out like a sore thumb. Where's
yes,
the sore
did.
Thumb? He's like a sore thumb wearing a boa. I mean, he's as bad as the guy that walks around here in Keene that they call Leather Man.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I haven't either. Maybe he's moved on to warmer climes. He wears
hardcore.
Crossing leather straps up his legs with leather short shorts and leather vest.
He doesn't care what you think about him.
He certainly doesn't. He's also homeless.
But by his choice, though.
Well,
he chose to be homeless. He chose to withdraw
it's
from...
It's all part of the package, Ian. Like,
uh-huh.
You dress like a complete lunatic. You get treated like a complete lunatic. Nobody employs you. You live in a tent. It all goes together.
I don't know, Mark. The Speedo guy ran for mayor of Asheville, so...
How'd he do?
He didn't win, but
anybody
he did
can
run.
Come up with a $10 for the campaign.
Right. So there you go. I say be who you are, and if you're in a situation where you feel that you need to dress differently, you should. You know, whatever, something. I'm not saying you have to nail yourself to a certain dress code, but to suggest that you should change who your identity because of the movement and what some people might think is, I think, pretty patently ludicrous.
No, it's utilitarian. It's a way to get
and
things
it's not
done.
The way individuals. I think that the individualists in this movement would behave.
If you're expressing your individuality through your clothing, then what's it say about your personality? That it's not very well developed. I mean,
I think that's
what I'm saying. At one point in my life, I had a mohawk and wore, little spikes on my leather jacket and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because my personality wasn't developed enough to be able to show my individuality through the way
It's likely you were an angry teenager and you wanted to express that in a certain fashion. And that was one of the ways that was expressed at that time.
Oh, so now you're psychoanalyzing me. You can tell what my personality was by the clothes.
You were an angry
wearing.
Teenager, were you not?
I
an angry teenager.
What I'm telling
listen
you
to
is
punk
that
music.
You're better off
you had a mohawk.
Expressing your personality,
you were an anarchist.
Your individuality through your personality than you are through some kind of weird clothing.
I'm going to have to take objection to that last comment, Ian. I'm an anarchist. I don't wear a mohawk.
Yeah, but Mark didn't know. He was the badass anarchist when he was a 19-year-old or whatever, 18, 17-year-old.
I was a convict.
Yeah, 17 years old. So I don't know if we're – I don't know if
I
even after this, whole hour, I don't even know if we're really still communicating here, Mark. It's just part of how you express yourself. You can also express yourself through words and ideas, clearly. And you're suggesting, or Doug was suggesting, that in order to get a certain group of people to listen to you, you have to dress like them. And I'm not saying that's untrue. I think that's true. I think if you want to pander to the clubgoers, then you should dress like a clubgoer and hang out at clubs. But if you aren't a clubgoer and you don't want to meet those kind of people, then there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with looking differently. And if the clubgoers don't like that, then too bad for them. The idea that you should have to pander to this 80% is ludicrous. It suggests that people should change themselves for the benefit of the movement because some people don't like it. The Michael Badnariks and the Dougs of the world don't like the shorts and the sandals, and they don't like the wings. Well, I say if that's you, if that's part of who you are, then you should embrace who you are. And if you want to change who you are, that's fine, too. Embrace change as well.
I think I've got another Michael Badnarik quote here. It says, establish a dress code. If you want to be a major league player, you've got to wear the uniform. No T-shirts, no shorts, no blue jeans, no flip-flops, jackets and ties for men, skirts and
dress
slacks.
Heard it a million times.
For women, pretend you're going to the prom. It's other things he said are eliminate paper candidates. If you can't learn to like each other, then at least learn to work together. Elect people to the LNC because you trust them, not because they've been there for years or because nobody else has done
it for them. The people in politics, like Michael Badnarik in this case, have been saying that crap for years. Just dress like we do. Well, why don't you just do what you do, and we'll do what we do. Thanks very much for the suggestion. Appreciate it. I don't care if you don't. I don't care if you how you dress. It's none of my business. I'm not saying, hey, Mark, you guys need to start wearing shorts more often. Hey, why don't you get yourself a pair of sandals? It'll make us all look cooler. We'll attract more of the hip kids that like to wear sandals and shorts during the summer instead of long pants.
I'm sorry you're taking my advice, my suggestions here as orders, because I'm not giving.
I know you're not giving orders, but Doug was whining earlier because it's ruining the movement, and you supported him. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We're going to continue ruining the movement here in moments. Hour number three is up. next, with your calls at 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.